This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The cattle industry is the latest farm sector to weigh in on its priorities for the ever-elusive Farm Bill. We will hear from National Cattlemen's Beef Association Policy Division Chair Kim Brackett next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association Policy Division Chair Kim Brackett says NCBA's top policy priority is the Farm Bill itself.
But the question is that actually going to happen this year? That's in my crystal ball. I'm not sure that it is, but we'll certainly want to keep working on that.
Brackett's comments are similar to those of other commodity groups concerning the continuing Farm Bill policy and funding disagreements. If both sides can work through the Farm Bill impasse, Brackett tells the NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast that the group has several priorities it would like to see addressed in a new Farm Bill.
Making sure that FMD will continue to be funded, vaccine will continue to be funded in that, making sure we don't have a livestock title, and making sure that there are dollars available for those voluntary conservation programs that our membership does utilize that's funded in the Farm Bill.
Conservation programs like EQIP made up 7% or $60 billion of the last Farm Bill. Brackett insists that the cattle industry will continue to push back against animal rights activists and government agency overregulation.
Whether that's, you know, the BLM landscape health and conservation rule, it's increasing Endangered Species Act regulation.
Regardless of what the commodity groups want to see in the Farm Bill, the reality is that right now, agriculture continues to operate under the outdated 2018 farm law, which is extended through September 30th. Farm Bill disagreements are currently complicated by external fights over spending, immigration, and foreign policy in Congress and have made the push for a new five-year Farm Bill even tougher. For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.